Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good.
One man's vision had come true. Place your sick kids around the world, and now it's home to my little girl. She was only 5 years old, big blue eyes and lots of gold. Overnight her life had changed, and now she'll never be the same.
Another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now on the line I have with me Ben Green. He is the co-founder and executive director of the Rozzy, and he lives in Gadsden, Alabama. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Ben.
Hey, thanks for having us.
I wanted you to share first Rozzy's story, how this organization came to be, and the support that you are now providing to many through the Rozzy Foundation.
Started December the 9th of 2018, Roslyn was diagnosed with AML, acute myeloid leukemia. She's my youngest daughter. We have five children all together. We battled constantly for nine solid months. She didn't get to go home, but maybe 2 weeks out of that 9 months, she spent, we did a month at St. Jude's. She just had a mutation on top of the AML, and then she had a mutation on top of that, which they didn't even have a name for. And so she fought till she couldn't fight anymore. And then September the 12th last year, she passed away.
And I was following her journey, and I know that Greg and Christy Spann were following the journey as well, because their son Wyatt, who was there in Winfield, Alabama, was also battling cancer. And the reason that I found out about this effort with the billboards that we're going to talk about in just a minute is because Greg Spann posted about it, and he was very excited that his son was being recognized. And I'm sure you know how that feels if somebody recognizes Rosalind and encourages people to help others through the journey that your family had to take. That means a lot.
Yeah. We got to know the Spann family. We got to know Wyatt. They were there. I think they came into the hospital a week before we did. And so we spent a lot of time with them in the hospital. And unfortunately, Wyatt passed as well. My wife and I, Lauren, we're just blessed that we were mentally capable to be able to attend Wyatt's funeral and go see Greg and Christy. He's one of the first kids we thought of when we decided to do the billboards.
September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. I believe that you are bringing awareness through those billboards that you have. I believe there's one in Gadsden, and where's the other location, Ben?
My wife's joining us now.
Okay, Lauren. Great. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you.
We partnered up with Open Hands, Overflowing Hearts, and we wanted to raise as much awareness as possible, so we did what we could afford to do this year, which was we put one in Gadsden, which is where we live, and then we put one in downtown Birmingham. It's over close to the hospital.
Okay. Lauren, how does that make you feel to see those billboards?
It makes me really, really happy. And I just hope that we can do something like this every single year so people can recognize that September is a month for the children.
I was talking to another friend yesterday for another interview. Her son was named Eli Williams, and they have Eli's block party, and they do a superhero day. Well, this year, because of COVID, they've now converted it into a virtual run and walk. As you and Ben both know, any step you take is going to make a difference in somebody's life. Sometimes people think about, is this going to affect a large number of people? If you change the life of one person, or you encourage one person, just like you encouraged the Spann family by having Wyatt's picture on the billboard, if nobody else is motivated or inspired or encouraged by that, I know that they are, and that means a lot.
It does.
It does.
It helps when other families care so much.
I talked to Greg, I think yesterday, and you don't understand unless you've been through it. I can sit and talk to one of my best friends here, and they can shake their head and empathize with us, but they can't feel what we and explain what we feel, like Greg and I were talking yesterday. And it's just good to be able to put a little ray of light in a family that's going through this, and you know, put it in their life, let them know, because it feels good to us for other people to talk about our kids. That lets us know that they're not forgotten by other people.
I hear that over and over again, Ben. Just say their name. People want to hear their name. As you say, it leaves behind devastation for parents, for siblings, for grandparents and family members and friends who are affected by the loss. So we can't really drop the ball when the young person is gone, but keep it in our hands and keep running as we support these families.
That's right. God has definitely walked us through the valley. I can truly say, I think I can speak for Lauren, is that we wouldn't have made it without leaning to God, and we still can't make it without Him. And, you know, every day's hard, but we can get up and take a step because we know we're going to see Rosalind again. We're going to see all these children again, and they're going to be happy. They're going to be healthy. We're going to celebrate with them.
And we know the Whistler family right now, and Colton, he's been going back to St. Jude. They were flying back yesterday to get him some tests. Those who are living, of course, need our support too, and our concern, our prayers, whatever we can offer. I would say, Ben and Lauren, that during this COVID-19 period, and I've mentioned this before, it's made it more difficult for families who are going through this battle and facing this because of the controls that have now been put on the hospital with restrictions of people who can come in. And thank goodness for social media and the ability we have to communicate outside of the hospital, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Lauren can speak more on, you know, being in the hospital as much as she was with Rosalind, but being up there, it's not just about the medicine. It's about having a mental healing as well with visitors and things of that nature. And so not being able to see your siblings would absolutely be devastating to go through this and not be able to see brothers and sisters and friends. And every child we come across that's fighting cancer, a family, we have kept Rosalind's page up, her Team Rosalind page, and we share every kid that we can. The Rosie Foundation, God's blessed us. He really has. We've been able to help families out in Missouri, several in the state of Alabama. We've gotten just recently a request from Texas, another one from Missouri. Our job is to provide the help that we were provided by our community and by others.
All these different towns, I've known so many families who, if they didn't have the support that they had from their community and friends, they would be in real trouble when it comes to, as you say, not just the medicine side of things, but the mental health side of things and the stress, the challenge that you go through mentally during the illness of your child.
It's draining. It is a roller coaster of emotions that absolutely takes a toll on everybody involved, and especially the parents. And if there's a way that we can, you know, reach out to parents, and, you know, we still do right now to families that are dealing, and we'll shoot the parents a message. My wife will, Lauren will shoot the mother a message, and I'll shoot the father a message, and just let them know that we're here for them. You know, we're not trying to, we don't want to bug them, but we also want them to know that there's somebody out there that's been through this, that's willing to listen and just.
And understand, since we've been in the same situation.
And I can understand that clearly, being a little bit reluctant and a little hesitant when you send the messages, to think, well, I don't want people to think I'm intruding, but at the same time, we want to let them know that we're here to help. When I hear about a child or even an older person in a certain situation that they need help, then I try to use the tools that I have. And of course, your tool right now is the experience of your own daughter in the battle that she was in.
We don't consider her that she lost her life. We consider that she gained her life. We're jealous of where she is. Before this, I mean, we were the average American. We didn't realize that childhood cancer was what it is. And, you know, we were the naive people that, it, you know, something like that will never happen to us. You know, we've teamed up with another little family that we got her mother on board with us, and we did helmet stickers this year for football teams. We purchased 10,000 helmet stickers, just a gold ribbon. That's all it is. It's free. We did it free to any school that wanted to do it. And we ended up in 25 states and one team in Ireland. So we've given out, I think we may have like 100 of those 10,000 left.
That is amazing, Ben.
And it's literally free to the program. All they have to do is fill out a form, and we send it to them at no cost. If you'll go to our website, we've got the Gold Ribbon Challenge on our website, and as we get pictures, we're posting it on there so that you can see the different football teams wearing the helmets. So hopefully, our goal is to make, you know, see college teams wearing it. We do have one, I think, Ohio or somewhere that's doing it. You know, we're all the way on the West Coast with these stickers. We were blown away by the response. And, you know, there's a need out there. So many things that are going on. But, hey, these are our kids. These are our future. This is the future of the country. This is the future of our lives. If we don't take care of them as parents, who is? It's our job to raise awareness, and let's bring a – no parent should have to go through what we've been through. And by raising awareness, we start raising money. Money creates a cure.
Ben and Lauren, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about the foundation, the Rosie Foundation, and how people can support this effort. You have laid out a couple of great opportunities for people to support this effort. And I want people to know exactly how they can. And, of course, it's named for your daughter, Rosalind. Will you stick with me?
Yeah.
All right, great. Folks, we're talking to Ben and Lauren Green in Gadsden, Alabama. So important that you show your support for these families, and they need it now more than ever with this COVID-19 pandemic. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
It's Mo time. I'm Dylan Hart Jr. Being a racer, it's all about getting to the finish line first. I heard Bojangles is the only place to get the new Mountain Dew Southern Shot, so I hit the road like the race was on. If you're talking about adding a refreshing blast of sweet tropical electricity to Bojangles' legendary Southern cooking, just try beating me to that finish line. New Mountain Dew Southern Shot, only at Bojangles. It's Bo time.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
City works extra hard all day. He finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting, so he hurries on.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. We are talking to Ben and Lauren Green in Gadsden, Alabama, and we're talking about the Rosie Foundation, named for their daughter, Rosalind Green. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Ben and Lauren.
Glad to be back.
Now, Lauren, on your end of things, when Ben talks about you sending messages and him sending messages as well, when you reach out to the mothers and you can understand the pain that they're going through,
It is really, really hard. The hard part for me was when the doctors would come in and talk to us, Rosalind would always look for my reaction. So I knew no matter what, even if it was negative, I had to keep a straight face and be strong for her. That was really hard, but at the same time, I could do it for her. And God helped me through that the whole entire time. Rosalind never wanted me to leave, and I didn't want to leave either. It was hard for me. I came home twice, maybe, just for one night and tried to work the next day. She would text me the whole time, "When are you coming back?" I mean, I had to come back. I couldn't be away from her just as much as she felt with me. We were always very, very close. I like to reach out to the other moms because I understand how it feels.
We have laid out in this conversation, especially in the first, Ben, the billboards. We talked about that. We talked about these gold ribbon stickers that have been put on helmets. Talk about the Rozzi Foundation and what people can actually do, Ben and Lauren, to be a part of this effort and to make a difference in their own way.
We encourage people, find a foundation that's close to you. There's so many families that have started foundations, and we're all working towards the same goal. There's plenty of foundations out there. I can think of Open Hands, Overflowing Hearts.
And Angel's Hope.
Angel's Hope. That's a really good one. It's a really good one. Good friend of ours.
We all have the same
goal. I would encourage people to find one that's close to them, that's close to their home, and kind of push that family, because that family, when they get that support from other people, it lets them know that what they're doing is not in vain and what they're doing means something, and there's people there to support what they're doing. I don't think I've ever talked to a parent that has been through this that doesn't say the same thing. We all know that in October, everything goes pink. We want September to be acknowledged that way and go gold. No, I seriously don't think I've ever talked to a parent that said anything but that.
That's our biggest goal.
And we don't care who gets the praise, what foundation it is, because truthfully, at the end of the day, God gets all the praise and the glory for it. If we're not sharing his message and sharing the message of there's hope out there, there's a cure out there somewhere, we just got to raise the awareness for it, then, you know, we're not doing what God's called us to do.
I know that you have connections and resources to bring other foundations to people's awareness. You named off a couple yourselves. If somebody wanted to connect, they might want to reach out to your foundation, to the Rozzi Foundation, and even find out about other organizations and foundations. Would you be willing to share that with listeners?
Absolutely. Go to our website, therozzi.com. You can shoot us an email at therozzifoundation@gmail.com, and we will hunt down whatever foundation is close to you and get you in touch with them. And we are more than happy to. We don't, like I said, it's not about the Rozzi Foundation. It's about every foundation, and we're all working together for the same goal.
I appreciate you and Lauren allowing so many people to be a part of Rosalind's journey. It meant a lot, and now you're helping to spread the word, and this effort is bringing awareness. And I want to say that I appreciate the effect that it's having on families like other foundations have had. I appreciate that Rosalind's legacy is continuing on in this way, and I know that many families will continue to be supported through your effort as well as the many efforts of others.
Well, we appreciate that, and we just ask everybody to keep the families that are still fighting, keep them in your prayers, keep the children in your prayers. Us, for instance, we're coming up on Rosalind's first heavenly birthday, which will be September the 12th, and so, you know, we need all this prayers and support still. Because, you know, just because the child's not in the hospital anymore doesn't mean that the battle's not continuing for the family. Just keep praying and supporting every way you can. Mark, be glad to, if you, you know, give us a shout. If you find somebody, just call us, and we'll be more than happy to help any way we can.
Thank you, buddy. Let's all go gold for September, Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I do want to share one thing, and then this will be the first place we share it, actually. We have come out with a coloring book. It's called My Warrior Book of Fun. Our goal right now is we're going to send them to the hospitals to give to children that are fighting cancer. And this is literally the first time we're sharing it. We've got a certain amount printed up right now, and we're actually going to, I think next week, try to head down to Birmingham to get them to Children's in Birmingham. If you know somebody that can get us into another hospital in another area, let us know, because we want to get them everywhere across the country, across the world. And it doesn't cost anything. We just want to donate those to those children.
Oh, you got it, buddy. That is exciting. I love that. There's so many kids that are going to love those coloring books.
I wanted the kids to know that they're still special, and any dream they have, they can still have it.
It's all done in by our local artist who does all of our designs for our shirts and everything that we post on social media, that she designs it. And so it's in the same fashion. And every little picture is a child that's a little bald child. That's so
a boy and a girl.
And we have our Rosalind story on the very back cover of it.
Tomorrow evening, on Sunday evening, Ben and Lauren are unveiling this special coloring book, My Warrior Book of Fun, and I hope that you'll look out for that. The introduction of it will be placed on Team Rosalind, as well as therozzy.com, and that's R-O-Z-Z-Y. You can also look up the Rozzy Foundation. You'll find out how to get there. I'm excited about this coloring book and hope you'll check it out and find a hospital that is interested in carrying the coloring book, and you can reach out to Ben and Lauren and find out how they can make that happen.
Just, hey, like you said, let's go gold. Let's find a cure.
It's that time of year, and as I said, we need to recognize childhood cancer every month of the year and stay dedicated to the cause, and that's what will make a real difference and a real impact in the lives of these children and their families, those that they love. I appreciate, again, Ben and Lauren Green joining me here on the Mark White Show today. I hope that you will go gold for September. Recognize the families and the young people that are battling cancer and show them that you support them and you care about them, and that's going to make a real impact in their life.
I'm not going anywhere. Seasons change with the wind, but I'll be here till the end. Friends may come and then they go, but there's one thing you should know, I'm not going anywhere. I'd give my heart to you if you'd stop beating. Part your lips with mine if you weren't breathing. You have no burden that I wouldn't bear. Not going anywhere. I'll still be here when you close your eyes. There's no place I'd rather be than here by your side.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
This is Parker and Gimden, and you are
Mark White Show. Be kind, show compassion, and let others know you care.
Thomas, and you're listening to the Mark White Show. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems to
fit. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. Today, I want to talk about social media platforms, and more specifically, the comments and posts we make in the cyber world. If you are on social media, I want you to think about your online behavior. Are you the type of person who posts positive and inspiring messages? Are you putting good into our cyber world that is helping others, inspiring others, or even just helping someone smile or laugh out loud? Do you comment in a positive and kind manner that is truthful and constructive? Or are you using your social media platform to discuss hot topics that are controversial and become enraged if someone disagrees with your opinion? I feel like we all need to be aware of the damage social media can do. Behind the screens, we are all humans with feelings. If you don't agree with someone, instead of leaving an unkind, hurtful, or insulting comment, stop yourself to think, would I be comfortable saying this to someone in person? Would I say it with my parents in the room or my children? It is not your job to critique or teach someone a lesson on social media. If you don't like a post, or you have nothing constructive or positive to say, just don't write it. And furthermore, you do not need to follow that person anymore if you're getting upset behind your screen. Don't be a troll or a keyboard warrior! Unless the post asks for an opinion, it is just better to keep it to yourself. Remember, it is difficult to judge emotions on the internet. We should all be using social media to uplift and support others, not knock them down. I have a large social media platform, and I am lucky to have amazing and supportive fans. Sometimes, someone will write a negative comment, but instead of deleting the comment, I try to understand the purpose behind this comment. To me, this person must be hurting inside. I try to stay positive and not take it to heart. I give myself time to come up with a reasonable response and let them know that it is not okay to be aggressive or unkind. I'm pretty sure we all have learned early on from our parents or teachers that if you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. That's the golden rule. It has not changed. Remember, posting online is instant. Public and likely permanent. It only takes one friend or follower to share it. The digital world is real with real consequences. Think before you post or comment. Is it truthful? Is it harmful? Is it illegal? Is it necessary? And is it kind? Be kind. Be intelligent. Uplift, inspire, and help others to live sunny side up. Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey, Mom, I want to go to early Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from The Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute.
I'm the Mark White Show.
I have a return guest now. He's a buddy of mine, Ethan Hill. He has been helping homeless in his area, and he's continuing to do that, raising money to try to help provide certain items for homeless. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Ethan Hill.
Thank you. We need more people than just us. Everybody that can contribute is maybe saving somebody's life. So please give. We can just help as many people as we can this year. I know some people can't give, but everybody can give. Please give. Every little bit helps.
And tell people how they can follow Ethan's heart.
Facebook page, and on that page we have a fundraiser so we can raise money to help the homeless this year.
And tell ways that people can donate.
We have a Cash App at $EthanHart, EthanSHeart.
Tell people how old you are, Ethan.
I'm 10 years old.
You started this when you were in the first grade, and now you're going into the fifth grade. How does it make you feel to feel like you're making a difference in the lives of others?
It's a blessing, really. Hey, folks, this is Ethan Hill, founder of Ethan's Heart, and I want to encourage everyone to help the needy in their area. Check out my Facebook page at Ethan's Heart.
Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Schedule your consult today by calling 256-489-3192. Walk-ins are welcome. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Just a few days ago, I was talking to my friend Chris Lanfear, and he was sharing about Spike's Angels Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness. And I wanted Tiffany to come and share about Spike's Angels. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tiffany Reeves.
Thank you for having me. I started Spike's Angels after I lost my son in 2012. He was my second loss. I have a daughter, Skylar, who I lost in 2010. We do support for everybody around the world. And then we do low-cost and free keepsakes if we have enough donations to be able to ship out. Everyone's welcome. for any loss. If it's not an infant or child or pregnancy loss, we can send them to another organization who helps with losses. Our inbox is always open. They can either message me privately or message the page or post in one of the groups.
Email spikesangels@hotmail.com. Follow the Facebook page Spikes Angels Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness, providing families with keepsakes for their angels, and it's a donation-based program.
I was honored to do it. I need to do something for my angels to keep their memories alive, and I do it not just for my angels, but for all the angels.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Tiffany.
Thank you for having me.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Today's Make a Difference Minute is sponsored by Green's Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-331-0123. Find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware.
Your dependable service center.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Right now, I want to go to Huntsville, Alabama. If you'll travel over there with me, we will find our way to the Early Works Children's Museum, and we'll talk to the director, Bart Williams, there at the Children's Museum. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Bart Williams.
Hey, Mark, how are you, man? It's good to hear from you.
I am doing great. The fact is, we're all facing the same COVID-19 pandemic. Whatever that means to a person or a family, we're all struggling in this, and we're not used to that. We're used to going where we want to, doing what we want to, when we want to. That has changed over the past few months.
It certainly has, and here at the Early Works Children's Museum, it's no different. You know, we recognize everyone's struggling in their own way, and, you know, here particularly, though, it's been rough, and it looks like it's going to be rougher as we go through the next several months. We're open right now, and we're seeing people come back ever so slowly, but they're coming back, and we've got all our safety protocols in place, and we're sanitizing daily and limited capacities and everything like that. But it's been really tough. If you're so inclined, we would ask you to go and give us a little donation. We've got a GoFundMe account set up. We're trying to raise a little bit of money to keep things afloat and keep our educational mission going. However people want to get involved, they can look us up at earlyworks.com. Come visit with us. Tell your friends about it. Do a little Mark White type thing and just help us out as much as you can.
Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize... You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
I wanted to talk to Tom Benson as we move forward and talk about what the Tennessee Aquarium is now doing to open its doors and to have more people to come in and enjoy this beautiful place. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tom Benson.
Mark, thanks for this opportunity. The best thing to do is to go to our website. That's TNAQUA, TNAQUA.org, and you can purchase your tickets in advance online there. But keep in mind, we can sell some tickets on site. But again, on a busy weekend, you might not be able to enter right away. You might have to wait. And the way the attendance patterns have been going since we've reopened, the morning hours are the busiest, but usually by mid-afternoon, 2 or 3 o'clock, the capability to just walk up and purchase tickets is a lot better. But again, if you're an early bird and you want to visit the aquarium on a morning sometime, the best bet is to go online and purchase those tickets in advance. It's been really gratifying, Mark, to see families coming back and to hear laughter and expressions of awe when people see the giant fish in the River Giants exhibit or seeing the otters or penguins playing or the big sharks in the Secret Reef exhibit.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. This is the Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
This is a conversation we keep having, the effect of COVID on events, on activities all around us. And one of those is Eli's Block Party, and they have had to make changes in the event. And I wanted Christy Williams to come on the line today to talk to me about Eli's Block Party, as well as this special event that's been created, a virtual event that you can participate in. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Christy Williams.
Hey, Mark. Thank you. Charities, nonprofits continue to be affected like anybody else is from, you know, the COVID restrictions and guidelines that we're all trying to abide by to slow it down and protect ourselves. And September is Childhood Cancer Month. And so our biggest event, Superhero Day, we decided to cancel the in-person event that we usually have. The race, we're calling it the Superhero 43 Ribbon Races. It's named after the 43 kids that are newly diagnosed each day.
I want you to go to elisblockparty.org and find out more information about this race. If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
Today, I have another gentleman who is making a walk of 800 miles. He is from Montgomery, Alabama. He is the band director at Sydney Lanier. It is taking a while. Good things come to those who wait, but he's not waiting. He's walking. Welcome to the Mark White Show, PJ Howard.
Good morning, brother. Bless you. Thank you. Band most definitely is an element that can save lives, help define students, offer direction, and it also gives students a place to fit in. And this helps define them as a person, and it helps describe or even shed light on the path to follow, or goals to be set, or who to be and how to be. And band does all that. It's an organized sport, just like football, basketball, anything else. It requires preparation and dedication, blood, sweat, and tears.
Let's talk about how people can donate, how they can contribute, where you want them to go right now to help your students.
Well, I would love for them to go to My School Bucks. If you can't find it, what I would like for you to do is go to the Sydney Lanier High School in Montgomery. Go to our homepage. Find the donation tab.
And you also have a Facebook page that people can follow during this walk as well.
Yes, sir. It's called 800 Miles for Funding. I have a personal goal of $1 million that I'm going to walk into every dime of that $1 million is acquired.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show, where we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire.
Welcome to Kyla's Corner. I'm Kyla Carter, and I hope to inspire you to spread positivity, happiness, and kindness through these segments. I live my life sunny side up, and I hope you can too. This week, as I was watching my favorite YouTube channel, I started to think about the quality and content of what I was actually watching. This got me thinking about what I do on this show each week. What I am saying should be relevant, insightful, and inspirational. I need to be a role model because some would call me an influencer. What exactly is an influencer? This term is thrown around a lot these days. And many people make a career on social media out of labeling themselves as an influencer. For many, it is about fame, and the money. For some, it's about sharing their knowledge. And for me, it's about making a difference and being a role model. To me, being an influencer is voicing right from wrong. It is about being creative and being yourself, not a put-on character. It's about taking the time to care about every single person who supports you on your journey. I want to inspire others to make lemonade out of lemons, dance in the rain, and wait for the rainbow to appear. If you are an influencer or aspire to be one, remember people are looking up to you. And if you're a parent, choose programs that will inspire your children to make a difference in this world and learn to live sunny side up.
If you have a suggestion for the Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone new, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? Tell me no secrets, tell me some lies. Give me no reasons, give me alibis. Tell me you love me, and don't let me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. Didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I do. And don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes, don't it make my brown eyes blue. Ooh. Ooh. Don't it make my brown eyes blue.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
You're listening to The Mark White Show, and this is Betty Lynn, who played Thelma Lou on The Andy Griffith Show. I'm in Mount Airy, North Carolina. This is really like Mayberry. If you ever wanted to visit Mayberry, this is the town to come to.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.